Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we are back today to talk about The Music Man. It'll be produced this summer by Community Players coming up July 26th, 27th, and 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We have some of the recently announced cast in here with us, and we have director Andrew Sharp joining us as well. Hi, Andrew. How you doing?
Well, doing excellent. Good morning, Phil.
Last time you were here, you were crying out for people to come out and try out.
Right.
And you found a few at Sosa.
Right. And we had, when we were here last, I was saying that I wanted 60 or 70 people to try out. Well, 65 people tried out, which is exactly what I wanted. And incredibly, most of them have stuck with the show. So we still have 62 people in the cast, which is a big cast. We're having a lot of fun with it.
It seems like a long ways off, but I'm guessing you're looking at it. Oh, we don't have enough time. We're getting going.
I'm not quite there yet, but I was saying last night to Glenn, who's the assistant director, Glenn Dunn, we got to get going on some of this stuff because if you have a lot of time, and we do with this one, you have a tendency to twiddle your thumbs and go, oh, we got plenty of time, blah, blah, blah. And then it's too late. And I always remember I was at American Players Theater, and they were doing an after-the-show talk, and the director was there. And I asked the director, what advice would you give for young, aspiring directors? And he said, do everything before you think you need to. And I've always remembered that. I haven't always followed it, but I've always remembered that that was really excellent advice.
So. Almost sounds like a Vince Lombardi line or something like that.
Right, yep.
Be prepared, yep. Right?
Well, and of course, Lombardi time was 15 minutes early. So
yes.
If you were 14 minutes early, you were late.
Is that how you treat the cast or not?
Absolutely. I treat them all the same, like dogs.
So was it a hard show to cast? It looks like you've got some pretty good actors in here.
There were, surprisingly, it was a hard show to cast certain parts. We were back and forth on who was going to be Harold Hill, the Music Man, which it's Michael Ames, who's a professional singer, excellent voice, etc. We were back and forth on some of the younger parts. It was not... it was not a gimme. It was not a gimme all the way through.
So. Yeah, that the Harold part that's a pretty good role, and they need to be pretty adept at singing and dancing and doing everything. Right.
And with everything, and people that are trying out, I don't know whether they understand this or not, it's not necessarily the best person who gets the part, which is a crazy thing to say. It's the person, it's like Darwin said, it's those that fit in the best. And it's one part can result in another part. So if I cast this person as this, I really need to cast this person as that, because they just fit together better.
Mm-hmm.
And, every director would cast a show differently. I've been in shows where the director has cast things, and I've gone, that's a goofy way to cast it, but all right. Usually that was because they didn't give me the lead. But.
He's totally honest today. But I know what you mean, having been around a few shows too. And then sometimes as it goes on and practice goes on and opening night, you couldn't see that person playing any other role. Right.
And that's when a show is well cast, when you can't really see them doing everything else. And of course, like with professional actors, they could all probably swap the parts back and forth, and you'd think that with any of them. So if they're really good. So,
are you underway practicing the music as well now?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to focus on the music and the dancing. Again, Glenn pointed out to me at some point that this show is really the songs and the dancing. The plot is kind of secondary to the whole thing. It's not the most compelling plot on earth. So we've really been focusing on that, which is great for me in a way because I get to sit back and Aaron Starks, who is our musical director, does all the work. And then on dance night, Brittany Hine, who is our choreographer, does all the work. And I sit back and watch them do it. So
it is chock full of songs, isn't it? This might be one of the busiest musicals in terms of songs I can think
of. Yeah, especially the first act. So the first act is about twice as long as the second act. Well, like the first act is 70 pages in the script, and the second act is like 36 pages. And it's full of songs, the first act. And then there's only a couple of songs really in the second act. So, yeah. So it's really a kind of a front-loaded musical, in my opinion.
Has it changed over the years, the Music Man from the original Broadway production, in terms of where the songs are located and things like that?
No. What has changed, interestingly enough, is that the most recent version with Hugh Jackman on Broadway, Hugh Jackman and who is the woman? Sutton Foster. Thank you, Shay. They have gone through and sanitized it. They've changed the Shapoopy song, which is admittedly somewhat sexist, and given it a very... they didn't want to offend anyone. And every review of the show that has talked about this that I've read doesn't like it. They say it takes all of the salt kind of out of the whole thing. You need some of that conflict. You need some of that stuff. And then it's really not true to the period anymore. You know, this is a real slice of Americana. We're going back to an idealized version of what it was like to be in small town America in 1912. And it had its wonderful parts, everybody getting together in the gymnasium and stuff like that. And it had its not so pleasant parts. I mean, there was a lot of sexism and things like that. So if you excise those things, you just kind of end up with a bland... They changed the Shapoopy song to where it didn't even really make any sense anymore. So...
And that's such a... That's kind of a comic part of the performance,
right,
too, isn't it?
Right. And talking about a girl that'll kiss on the first date or not the first date or something like that, I mean, it's something everybody understands. And it's cute and it's funny and so on and so forth. And if you take that out, the whole song kind of falls flat. So we're not going to go with the updated lyrics. We're not supposed to anyway. They gave us the script and we're supposed to follow the script the way it is.
The original script. Then.
Right.
So, okay.
Right. But, you know, you asked me that question, and these are the things that you're thinking about at this point in the production. Are we going to change that? Are we not going to change that? Those are the types of decisions that we're making right now. So, or I'm making, we're collectively making.
You brought along some cast members today. We have Colleen Pulvermacher, we have Michael Starks, Liam Starks, and Shay Schmidt in the studio. As you were casting, I know you were here, and Glenn was here, and Logan was here a while ago, and you were begging people to come out and try out, and you actually found a person that...
It worked!
You drug at least one out of the bushes, didn't you?
Yes.
That would be Colleen Pulvermacher. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning.
So you were one of the ones that heard the broadcast and said, I want to do that.
I did. I heard the morning show and I was inspired because I absolutely loved the story. And I know it really well. I grew up in a family where we watched and went to musicals and plays quite a bit. And I heard the morning show and played it again and heard that and heard about the 8-minute video on YouTube about the audition process, because I thought, okay, here's an opportunity, but I'm kind of scared. How does this all work? So I watched that video a couple of times, walked me right through everything that would happen. Went to the library where the application packet was there, had all the information I needed. I thought, wow, these people are really organized. So I was really impressed by that. And so filled out the paperwork, and I thought, okay, just go and see if they, Andrew had said, we're friendly, we're welcoming. I thought, okay, I'm taking this for a test run. So I got in there, and it was true. They were all very friendly and accommodating. I almost walked out when you get to the audition, you're putting in, there's the singing, the acting, and the dancing. And the very first thing I was asked to do was dance. And Brittany Hine, bless her heart, very sweet, wonderful choreographer, she said, we're going to begin on the floor. So I have a knee replacement, and I'm thinking, okay. But she was very gracious. I was able to do it. The next oldest person in my little 8-person group was 18. Okay, I'm not 18. 18 times many years, okay?
It's all in your mind.
So I thought, no, I'm going to do this. So yeah. Went fine. Everything was good. Went to the singing. We all sang Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Not intimidating. And then Aaron Sweetly says, now we'll do solos. And then, would you like to start? Well, sure. So I just really, I made myself do it. Because at the end of the day, I want to say I'm glad I tried. Not I wished I would have.
Good point.
Also, walking into the auditorium, there was a lady there I didn't know. She's my friend now, Cheryl Alba. I said, I've never done this. And she said, I haven't either. And so, I felt a kindredness, with her, and in that I was not the only brand new person. Because it did seem like a lot of the people there knew each other already. And that can be a little intimidating, so it's kind of nice to find somebody else who's sharing the journey with you. So.
Well said. Have you had acting experience before in the past?
No, this is it. No, this is brand new to me. This whole creative process, everything is new.
The last time you were here, you were talking about learning square dancing.
Yes, yes.
You're learning all these things later in life, aren't you?
I am. This is a great season in my life, being retired, having the time to explore some new things. And I truly do mean that I really want to embrace opportunities that come my way. As we get older, there are so many things that happen that could be roadblocks. And I choose to work around those and do what I can do. So
tell me about the part you play.
Well, I am a Piccalittle Lady. Ah. So the Piccalittle Ladies, there are 4 main characters. I'm not one of those. They have speaking parts and singing parts. And then there's kind of the background Piccalittle Ladies, and I'm in that group. We are Eulalie Shin. That is the mayor's wife. We are her gossipy friends. And so we have lots of fun in that role.
How fun.
Really, really enjoying the process.
Gossip in a small town.
Yes,
right?
Just imagine. Yes.
So you've been practicing a little bit, kind of getting the feel of being on stage?
Yeah, try to sing at home, and my husband kind of tried to help me. Aaron is very good about putting the music parts for us on Facebook. The singing is the greatest challenge for me. I love the dancing part and so forth. But just to be a part of the production is really, really just a great new experience. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, you've seen the shows from, the audience side of the curtain. Now it's going to be kind of a whole new level behind the scenes.
Yes, I think I'll have a whole new perspective on all the detail that goes into, the lighting and the blocking and, even some of the lingo. I have to say, what does that mean? And people, Sharon Zales has been very helpful, and just answering any questions I have or saying, this is rehearsal. We're just playing with things, and the directors are open to ideas. And if they aren't, they'll let you know. So, it's been a great process.
Sharon's not a rookie either. She can give you a few tidbits. Andrew, I know you're grateful to have someone like Colleen on the, in the cast, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, we love seeing new people. We want to see new people. We want to have kids involved. We've got, I think I counted we have 30 kids in the show, which I don't know is a record because we've done Annie and we've done Oliver and things like that that had lots of kids back in the day. But that's exactly what we're looking for, is to try to get new people in and young people in. You know, I always want my young people to go on and do things. Like Michael Dahlberg was a student once, now he's a professional actor. Jacob Storer was in our shows, now he's a professional dancer in like England. Mm-hmm. So I always look forward. Of course, I want them to go to Hollywood and then have me come to Hollywood with them. But
walk the red carpet.
Right. You know, be their professional makeup man or whatever. Sure. So, but yeah.
Well, maybe someday.
Yeah.
There's still time.
I can still dream.
Michael Starks is here as well. We want to pull that microphone over his way and bring him over here to the Morning Show Studios table here. So you're playing the part of Marcellus, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So did you know anything about The Music Man when you tried out?
At first I didn't. Like, I remember hearing the songs, but not really realizing that was the movie. And then Erin, being that she was doing the music, she started playing it. And then the kids started hitting us like, oh, I know this movie. I just never really knew. Like, that song, yeah. Or White Knight, yeah, I know this one. Or, you know, The Barb, like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. And so then I just start down and start trying to memorizing what I wanted to try out for, because the kids right away were like, we want to do it. So I was like, well, let's see if we can get this happening this summer and get going. And then I was like, I kind of want to play Marcellus. I like that. He's the jokester, likes to have fun. Like, he's the end guy that knows what's going on truly and, you know, knows the truth about Harold, a.k.a. Gregory. So it's like, let's get back and forth and figure out if I can play that character, play that guy.
Is that character similar to Michael in real life or not?
probably 25 to 45%.
Yeah, okay. and being that you have the musical family, was there some arm twisting to try out, or it sounds like maybe not?
It wasn't arm twisting. It was more of just trying to figure out the logistics of making it all happen, because summertime's coming, which gets busy at work, and then also summertime comes, which gets busy for football time, for us to get back to lifting and practicing. So it's trying to make sure everything falls together so we can kind of get there to every practice.
Did you have an acting experience? I know you were an athlete in your past, but did you do both back in the day?
So back in the day, no. My acting actually originally started once I moved here. Some judge named Andrew Sharp saw me at Quick Trip and said, hey, want to be one of my plays? And I was like, okay, yeah, not knowing it was going to really happen. And then a couple, you know, months later, he's like, well, we're doing Big River. You're going to be Jim Foreman. I'm like, huh? Okay, I guess. And then my wife just laughing at me. And then all of a sudden, she was a part of that one, too. And it was like, I had fun. So I got that bug of, I want to do it again. And then Showboat came around, so I had a chance to get back on the stage, which I think I actually got the spark in my kids, because that whole time when we practiced for Showboat, the kids were with me. And so, as Andrew reminded me earlier this year, half of the rehearsals and practice for Showboat, I was holding my daughter, Olivia. So, like, I literally only did gestures with one hand. I didn't realize doing the play, I was doing the same thing with just the one hand, because I never had the other hand free. So I think they got that buzz and wanted to be there. So once practices came around or tryouts, they all wanted me to sign them up right away. And they were there that first day we watched everything, and the second day they got a chance to go up there and kind of get their stuff going.
It has to be rewarding, Andrew, when you have somebody that, you know, you see that acting bug bite them, and right, all of a sudden they're, yes, in more than one show,
right,
for you.
Right. And I got to say that Michael's wife, Erin, loves this show. She was Marion when they did it, and Todd Keller was the music man at the high school in about 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. And she has really been an energetic driving force for this whole thing. She loves this show so much. She has really been doing a wonderful job and really has been putting a lot of energy in teaching the parts, putting the parts on YouTube so people could practice. She's really Yeah, she's really been superb, wonderful, excellent so far.
Does that put the pressure on you, Michael? Like, don't mess up, man. You know?
It does. You know, certain nights, like, all right, let's practice your song. I'm like, really? Do I have to? Like, I'm not ready yet. Like, my scenes don't start yet. I got time to learn it because this being Marcellus Moore songs I've been singing, usually are the slower pace I can go. It's, you know, this whole musical, like from Harold, his songs are fast. It's, you know, it's kind of like rapping. And then even Marcellus for Shapoopy, it's, you know, it's tongue twisting, not normal words you say all the time. So it's like trying to get that cadence down and remember. And then it's like, oh, okay, let's keep practicing because it's not going to show up. I know it's going to be okay. Gotta go fast and make sure everyone can hear me. And now dance at the same time because he doesn't just stand there and, you know, do. He has to dance and move and sing. And it's just learning all those moves together to make sure I don't trip or fall. It's a little bit of work.
And conditioning, too. So
yes,
you
it
can
is.
Get the words out there, you know, keep your breath. So it reminds me of a coach that coaches their son. Aaron, you know, you just can't leave it at the theater. When you go home, you still talk about the play then, probably.
Oh, yeah, we do. Liam runs around all day long. And he, actually now, which is funny, because our youngest, Sophia, because Liam will sing his Gary Indiana song all the time, she'll sit there where she's almost two, and you just hear us in the background, we ain't just singing, so it makes me laugh. So I'm like, she knows the song now because we sing the music all day long in the house, and now she knows what it is. So she just goes around and sings over and over that or Wells Fargo. So it's fun to watch and see.
Yeah, lots of good songs in the musical. Well, your son is here. This is a proud moment to be able to share the stage with your son, isn't it?
It is. He's been excited for this whole process, and then I know when he was trying out because he was able to get called back for Winthrop. And so once he heard that he got a chance to come back, he literally, I don't think, slept. And I think he went to school the next day practicing the songs, getting ready, because he was like, I got to make sure I sing them right. And so he's been singing all day long. And ever since he got that part, he's been learning his lines before me, kind of making dad look bad because he probably knows all his lines and I'm still trying to get mine. And he knows all his songs and he's singing it on key. And I'm like, okay, I got to get mine now because he's kind of outdoing dad right now, which is fun to see, but it's just, it's amazing, but it's scary.
The pressure is on. I've learned that. I think as you're younger, it's easier to remember lines and songs than it is as you get older. The hard drive is full or something.
It is. It's packed with life. And you're like, oh, wait, I got to do this here. Wait, I'm supposed to ball step change here. Wait, no, I got to do this. And I got posse over here. Like, what am I doing? I don't know yet.
Got to think about it a little bit. How about we bring Liam on? How you doing, Liam?
Good.
Good. So you play the part of Winthrop.
Yep.
So did you know about this part before you took the part with the Music Man?
Well, you could say it's like, so like when my mom came in to be the vocal director, we all like got ready for the show, began getting involved. So like before that, yes. But like if she wasn't in the show, I would have just like seen it. Ooh, can I audition? And then that would have been like it. Just audition.
So did you tell your friends at school about this?
No, not really. Like, they had it in, like, the announcements, but, like, there was only one student in my school who auditioned.
Oh, okay. Other than you mean?
Yeah,
okay.
And Olivia.
Oh, all right. So,
only one.
So you've had a chance to work at what's your favorite part of being Winthrop?
Lisping.
Oh, okay. So have you learned any lines yet?
Yep.
Can you give us an example or not? I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit.
Well, if I can just choose a line.
Yeah.
How about, can I like have someone play two parts?
Oh, that's all right. We'll come back to you on that one. Yeah. We'll come back to you on that. So what grade are you in school?
I'll be fourth in fall.
Okay. And what are some of your other interests? Do you like sports?
Yeah.
And music? And I'm sure you've always had music. That's how you grew up, right? Music around the house and,
yep.
Everything. Are you a little bit nervous about doing this, or is it just kind of second nature for you?
Nope, not at all.
You're nervous. You're not nervous. Oh, nope. That's great. And what about having the chance to play on the same stage with your dad?
Still. No, nervous. Nope.
Do you put the pressure on him, or does he put the pressure on you to do well?
More of the pressure on him.
Okay. So are you in a lot of scenes in The Music Man?
I'm in Act 1, Scene 4, and then there's, like, at the end of Act One and like one more towards the end.
Okay.
And like,
I want to put him. He's a good dancer.
I bet.
So yeah. We're putting him in dances where maybe Winthrop wouldn't really be in them because he's supposed to be a shy, reclusive kid, and then Harold Hill brings him out of that. But it's hard to turn down a good dancer, and so he's actually in more scenes than maybe he's supposed to be. So.
And this was the part, if people remember the movie, that Ronnie Howard played this
right,
part, right?
Right, little Ronnie Howard.
Back in the day.
Right. Yeah. The big director now. Yeah.
Have you watched the movie version of The Music Man?
1962.
Yeah.
Boy, he's got look good at that. Memory on him, yeah.
So you've watched that, mm-hmm. taken a little bit of maybe some things from that, too. So, good.
Yep.
So, we look forward to seeing you on stage. So, have you been in other productions before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would they be?
Showboat,
okay.
I was a townsperson.
Okay.
I was like 4 years old.
I was going to say, that goes back a little while. So, good. Well, we look forward to seeing you on stage. Thanks for joining us, Liam. And Shay Schmidt is here.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
Living the dream. How are you?
Not bad. Marion the Librarian. Was it a part that you really looked forward to playing?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I actually remember Erin Starks playing it when she was in high school. Watching that production of The Music Man is one of the first productions I vividly remember seeing. And my older brother was in it as a townsperson, and I was just mind blown that these people I knew could also be someone so different and be telling a story that I'd never seen before. And I just fell in love with performing watching this. I thought Erin was like the coolest person ever to get up there and sing. And I have wanted to be Marion Peru since that moment. And so being able to do this production this summer is very, very exciting for me.
I know it's a busy time. It makes your summer a little busier, but it's worth it, I'm sure, for you.
Oh, absolutely. I just was like, clear everything. They're doing The Music Man. I need to be in it somehow. So absolutely making it work.
I know that you know music well. In terms of the songs, are they hard songs to learn? I mean, they're all familiar, but are they kind of difficult to sing?
I would say so. I think this is a very particular style, especially so the last musical I was in was in 2019, and that was the Rocky Horror Show, which is very different pop rock style. And then this past summer, Liz Niemeyer and I give a classical music recital, and this lives somewhere in between where musical theater is a little bit more contemporary. It's not opera, but it's also not the belty, aggressive sound that rock or pop has. It's somewhere in between. So having to work in that vocal range is not something I've done recently. So it's been a little bit of work. And just kind of going back to that golden age musical theater style, it's not something people hear a lot. So there is a lot of getting used to that style, feeling these kind of 1950s rhythms and harmonies in your head is something a little bit different for a lot of people.
I wonder too, because the songs are so familiar, you know, if that puts the pressure on to perform them even better.
It does. People have this idea of what this musical should sound like. And then for the people who are singing harmonies and not the melody, they might know the melody of the song really well. And now they have to learn entirely different notes to fill out those harmonies when what they want to sing is what they've heard forever. So there's a little bit of pressure in a couple different areas to get this to sound the way that we all want it to sound.
I know when Logan was here last month, too, we were talking about the music. You're going to actually have live musicians playing for you as a vocalist. How do you feel about that? You know, because you could have a tape playing in the background. Is it better with the real musicians?
It is so much better with the real musicians because there's this element of collaboration where if you want to change something about the song, if it's a tempo or if you want a slightly different rhythm, you have the liberty to do that. Whereas if it's a canned recording, you're stuck with what that canned recording is doing. You can't decide, oh, I want to slow this part down a little bit, get more into the emotions. I want to speed it up. It's a little bit more exciting. You're stuck with that sort of canned sound. So it's really exciting to be able to work with live musicians. There's so much collaboration. There's a lot more you can do artistically with this music that way. So really exciting that we get to do that again this year.
What is your favorite song that you perform?
My favorite song is actually with the Barbershop Quartet, Lie to Rose, Will I Ever Tell You. I think that's the most beautiful song in the whole show. I'm very excited for when we get to start practicing that.
Barbershop Quartets, that's certainly a lost art as well. It's probably fun to hear those guys singing, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, they're amazing. It's so exciting. I sang in a barbershop in high school for solo and ensemble, and it is such a unique sound. It's so much fun. I think barbershops just bring out the joy of everything. And so to be able to hear that and have it bring life to the show, very, very fun. They're amazing. I'm so excited to hear them.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
News Time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Well, looks like the rain has cleared off for the time being. Could be some scattered showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon today with a high of 80 and west to southwest winds at 10 to 20 later on. This morning, we have received 36/100ths of an inch of rain, and it is 62 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Helly here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Attorney General Josh Call filed charges in Dane County Court on Tuesday against attorneys James Troupas and Kenneth Chaseborough and Donald Trump campaign associate Michael Roman. The three orchestrated the attempt to send false Wisconsin Republican electoral votes to Congress, despite Trump losing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Call spoke to criticism for taking so long to file a case. He said the focus in any investigation and any prosecution is not on the speed in which something's done. It's on doing high-quality investigations, conducting high-quality prosecutions, and getting things right. If convicted, each faces a maximum sentence of 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Initial court appearances are in September, and the cases will likely extend past November's election unless the men reach plea deals. August primary elections in Wisconsin will feature a lot of challengers to legislative incumbents. Analysis by WISP Politics shows 4 Democrats and 22 Republicans in the state assembly will face primary challengers under redrawn district maps. Those Republicans include Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Joint Finance Committee co-chair Mark Bourne. Nomination papers turned in to the Wisconsin Elections Commission this week have Democratic candidates in all 16 Senate races in November, and 97 of the 99 assembly seats Republicans turned in papers in 11 Senate seats and 84 assembly districts. And Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City won't face a Republican primary challenger, but in November he'll face a Prairie du Chien Democrat named Scott Walker. Tranel is the last Republican in the Assembly to have voted against Act 10, the signature achievement by former Republican Governor Scott Walker. The Wisconsin Lottery will phase out a drawing that offered 10 weekly $1,000 winners. The Wisconsin Lottery's weekly Super Second Chance drawing required non-winning lottery tickets and scratch-offs to be sent in for entry. It will be discontinued at the end of the year. Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polzin said the drawings are outdated and labor-intensive and have become inconvenient for many players, especially with the increasing cost of postage. The Super Second Chance drawing will continue through December 26th, and there are no plans to replace it with another drawing. Richland Center City Attorney Michael Wendell reported on his initial findings on the city's committee and also the review at last night's City Council meeting. He stated that Richland Center's committee makeup and codes have been described as challenging, out of date, and disorganized. He found that the council could continue as is, incorporating the up-to-date and change or start over. The council could start rebuilding from the ground up or choose a place to start. He would like to see the omnibus schedules, a clear-cut delegation of power to remove unnecessary complex policies and procedures, duplication of effort, and unclear responsibilities. Richland Center City Utilities plans to make several improvements to its lead service line removals and other related facilities. The city expects to borrow funds and incur debt by issuing tax-exempt bonds, promissory notes, DNR environmental improvement funds, or other debt to finance the project. The city may need to provide interim financing to cover the costs of the project incurred prior to receipt of the loan. The council approved the city's intent at last night's meeting to reimburse expenditures not expected to exceed $500,000. City Electric Utility Superintendent Scott Gauld reported that the police department in the city municipal building was the only section that was equipped with a generator for backup power in the event of an outage. The council approved the purchase of a generator and installation for the municipal building in the amount of $32,000. Mayor Todd Coppernall reported that the excavation work at Walmart is due to the store's plan to move its pickup zone to the side of the lot from the center of the lot. Police Chief Billy Jones reported that the first ever Cops and Bobbers was held a day late due to rain, but it was a successful event. Everyone had a good time. There were 80 participants and 59 fish were caught. The largest measured 10 inches. And Fire Chief Scott Gauld reported that there are currently 50 members in the department, which is a full force, and more have expressed interest in joining. He also reported that they have answered 84 calls so far this year. Heavy rain caused a mudslide in Grant County. The Sheriff's Department says Highway 133 in Potosi was covered in mud this week. Plus, there were lots of roads covered in water where the culverts couldn't drain fast enough. There was some minor flooding for rivers across that area, most of them already having water levels starting to drop as of last night. Some parts of southern Wisconsin got 2.5 inches of rain on Monday. A group in Baraboo is trying to oust the school board president. The Recall Vodak Committee claims board president Kevin Vodak shows favoritism toward the administration and has mismanaged taxpayer money. The petition also cites high staff turnover. They have until July 14th to collect signatures. Under state law, 25% of a municipality's electorate must sign the petition to have an election. The Recall Vodak Committee needs just over 2,500 signatures to force a recall election. Organizers told the Baraboo News Republic, they want someone who will listen to staff, students, and families. Vodak has been on the Baraboo School Board for 23 years.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
The forecast calls for a high of 80 today, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, and scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon into early evening. A low of 53 tonight with clearing skies overnight, and for Thursday, 71 with scattered brief rain showers possible again, especially after noon on Thursday. Mostly sunny and breezy, a nice day on Friday with a high of 73. Currently, west winds are at 2 miles per hour after the early morning reading of 68. We have received 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, and we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 63.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast Sunday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th. Sports Time is next, sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924. Also sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. More WIIAA tourney news, some games that were completed yesterday and some matches, and details on a tough Brewer loss for the second day in a row.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is turning 100, and we hope you'll celebrate with us. We'll sponsor three free admission days this summer, one each month, at the Woodman Aquatic Center. We'll also host a centennial celebration on Sunday, September 15th, including a free 5K run, walk, music, games, food, refreshments, and cake. For more details, visit our events page at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, celebrating 100 years.
Yesterday in WIAA State Golf, Wanakee won the Division I Team Championship with a four-player 36-hole score of 619. Lakeland won its first boys' golf team championship in the Thunderbirds' eighth state appearance, capturing the Division II title. And Mineral Point claimed the Division III Team State Championship after finishing runner-up last year and third in 2022. A big day for the Pointers, or days, in fact, and it was Eli Lindsay leading the way yesterday with a third-place overall score as an individual. In WIAA tournament baseball, Aliva Strum advanced yesterday in the semifinal against Pittsville 4-0, and Royal was a 9-1 winner in their game against DeSoto. All of these games at Blair Taylor High School yesterday. In the 4 o'clock game, Aliva Strum emerged the champion 2-1 over Royal. And Johnson Creek was a winner of the sectional that was played in Johnson Creek. They knocked off Barneveld 8-3. Earlier in the day, the Eagles were winners against Pecatonica. The score was 8-3. In Division III baseball yesterday, moving on from the Prairie du Chien sectional, Aquinas. They were victors 9-3 in the championship game. Earlier in the day, they knocked off Viroqua 12-2 in six innings. And in Division II baseball yesterday, Edgewood emerged from Portage on to state tournament after a 10-5 victory against Waupun. Kettle Moraine Lutheran was a 10-4 victor against New Berlin West. For a second straight night, the Brewers' offense was quiet, wasting a good pitching performance Tuesday in a 2-1 loss in 10 innings at Philadelphia. Milwaukee will try to salvage the final game of the series this afternoon with a 3-0-5 5 first pitch time. Manager Pat Murphy's crew took the lead in the third when Blake Perkins doubled, went to third on a flyout, and then scored on a grounder. The Phillies tied it in an 8th inning home run, then won it in the 10th when Nick Castellanos singled in the winning run. Milwaukee was 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. Manager Pat Murphy said there was good pitching.
To shut him out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then Guerrero made one tough pitch, and one bad pitch, and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. A really good major league hitter.
Left-hander Aaron Ashby will be promoted to start today's game for Milwaukee. Elsewhere yesterday, Pittsburgh edged the Dodgers 1-0, Mets 6-3 over Washington, Cincinnati 4, Colorado 1, Arizona 8, San Francisco 5. It was a win for Cleveland, 8-5 over Kansas City in the American League, Yankees 5, Minnesota 1, Baltimore 10-1 over Toronto, Detroit 3, Texas 1, Seattle 4-3 over Oakland. Interleague play, Atlanta 8, Boston 3, Tampa Bay 9-5 over Miami. The Cubs edged the White Sox 7-6, Houston 8, and St. Louis 5. The LA Angels got the win against San Diego. Final score was 4-2. The Packers front office wants to get Jordan Love's contract extension worked out before training camp starts July 22nd. General Manager Brian Gutekunst says negotiations are being held right now. Love has 1 year remaining on his current contract, but reaching an agreement would eliminate a big distraction during a season the team feels it has a chance to make a run to the Super Bowl. The price point went up a few million dollars when Lions quarterback Jared Goff signed a contract him an average of $53 million a year. With an update on sports, I'm Phil Nee.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store.
Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. We're talking about the Music Man. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be putting that on at the end of July and early August. We have a real treat today, and we have Shay Schmidt, who's going to be playing the part of Marion the Librarian, and she is going to sing for us. Tell us about the song you're going to sing, Shay.
I'm going to sing actually my first solo in the musical, Goodnight, My Someone, in which Marion is kind of wishing for this dream man of hers to have a good night. She had just kind of gotten into an argument about with her mother about not having a man in her life, and it's getting to be too late. And she's helping her music student practice, and these feelings of a little bit of like loneliness and longing are coming out as she and her student are practicing this lullaby. So I'll give you a little taste of what's to come in the show.
Wonderful.
Dreams there be, sweet dreams.
I wish they might. Now good night, my someone, good night, good night, good night.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Shay Schmidt is Mary the Librarian. How do we follow that?
Yeah, Shirley Jones, sit up and take notice. Shirley Jones.
I was going to say.
She's actually still alive.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Yes, I know her more as Mother Partridge, but,
right,
you know.
Right, yeah, but wonderful job.
Oh,
thank
that is
you.
Just,
thank you.
That is amazing. Yeah.
Thank you.
If that doesn't make people want to come to the music,
right.
Man, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
So, is it a hard song to sing? Because it seems like it, you know, it really challenges your range. Not you, but I mean, a normal singer it does.
I would say that one is actually the easiest one for Marion in the show. My White Knight is Marion's big solo where she is starting to fall in love with Harold just a little bit, but she's not quite sure who she wants in life. And there's a lot of emotion, and that is really the full range of Marion from the very bottom to the very top. There's a lot of emotion packed into it. That's a really, really beautiful piece. So definitely that is probably the most challenging in the show.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that song, too, is that the beginning of it didn't make the album, if I remember, because as a kid growing up, we listened to the Shirley Jones and Robert Preston version over and over again. And only the second part of that song is actually on the album.
Yes, it's the very, very end of it.
Right.
The rest of My White Knight is not in that album.
Right.
So I've had to find other versions to kind of listen to and get ideas from.
Yeah, and the beginning of it, I think, is part of the challenging part.
Yes, the beginning is the hard part.
Right, right.
It's also not in the new Broadway version. They completely changed what My White Knight sounds like, and it's more of the patter style, which is almost the rapping sound. Sutton Foster has a very different version. So people have taken My White Knight a lot of different ways. So I'd say that's definitely the most challenging.
Well, you know, I'm just a novice here in the audience, but that sounds like it's stage ready. So for you, what do you do to tweak things, you know, for the next couple of months?
Oh, so there's a lot with sort of dynamics, which is the volume range from quieter to softer, as well as tempo that we'll be playing with. So that happened to be on just a recording. So I'm kind of stuck with what that canned sound is, whereas when we work with the orchestra, Logan and I have already started talking about what are the tempos and the speeds that we want to take. Should I be getting louder in certain areas and softer in other areas? And then bringing the movement and acting piece into it as well. So I'm doing things on the stage while I'm singing it. So adding the sort of dancing and choreography. So there is a lot of work still to happen. This is just kind of the beginning. There's a lot of tweaking that will go on.
Fascinating. We'll take a break and come back with the final portion. Give our actors maybe one more chance at the microphone here when the morning show continues. The Music Man on our morning show today from WRCO Radio, Director Andrew Sharp, and some of the fine actors and actresses are in the studio. Colleen Povelmacher is here. Colleen, are you going to sing a song now or not?
I will defer to Shay.
Okay.
My goodness, she has such a beautiful voice.
Yes, she does. Goodness. That was pretty moving, wasn't it? When you're out and about in the community, what are you telling people? Why should they go to The Music Man this summer?
Oh, my goodness, because it's a wonderful story. And most of all, with all the noise in the world, take a break from that and come and enjoy the singing and dancing and bringing the community together with something very positive. That's why you should come and see The Music Man.
I think you bring up an interesting point because you can escape for a couple of hours, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. And you'll find yourself smiling, laughing, and maybe even a tear or two.
Right. You know? Yeah, most definitely. I find myself, too, you know, I'm program reading sometimes. You know, you'll see somebody come out on stage and you'll be like, who is that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were in this. I didn't know they could act and sing. Maybe people will be saying that about Colleen.
Oh, maybe.
Too.
Maybe. I don't know. But I am. I am very glad I gave it a try and walking down this road and see what happens and how I could contribute.
You mentioned making new friends too. That's kind of in the acting world. Lots of times you'll meet people you wouldn't normally hang out with, and all of a sudden they're lifetime friends, right?
Sure, right, and that continues. You know, there's new people all the time. I'm not shy about introducing myself and saying I'm Colleen. I'm brand new. I've never done this before, and you know, people have been friendly and gracious and helpful. So that's made it all worthwhile.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by the studio today.
Thank you.
Michael Starks as well. Michael, I know you got a lot of irons in the fire, but the music, man, that's probably got to take one of your top priorities this summer, doesn't it?
It does this summer because it's, like Colleen said, it's a chance where you meet new people that you probably never thought you'd hang around with and, you know, become friends where, you know, again, if it wasn't for Andrew, that's 10 years ago coming to me in Quick Trip saying you're being a play, you know, one of my good friends that I had a chance and was blessed to, you know, work with, Lance Maloney, who passed away, you know, me and him bonded our friendship, you know, back at Big River, you know, where he had a chance where he worked for me. So we had to hang out and I had to help him doing his lines to different ones, shows he was in. He helped me with mine and just to laugh and joke with the stuff he wanted to do. It's, you know, people you do normally just sit down and just talk with and you want to become friends that, you know, this family we have as community players, it grows and you know everyone because I always say it's kind of like you're at school. You know, doing the whole time as you're practicing, you know, you see your friends, you're there. Then once it's done, you're like, wait, it's summertime? Like, what are you supposed to do for the next 3-4 months till we get through it again? It's like you miss that, you know, that camaraderie, that friendship that you can see all the time. So it's that good memory, good fun to have with everyone else there. And like I said, Music Man's going to be amazing. There's a lot of great dancing, a lot of great singing. There's a lot of great actors and singers that, you know, one that I got to kind of have fun with now is Grant Worthington, who's never done, but he's in the Barber Short Quartet and his voice is amazing. So it's people that, again, you don't see that coming out every day, but then when they're there, you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Like, why aren't you singing? Well, I can't sing. Like, no, you can sing. Like, you should be here all the time doing things. It's a lot more people like that, that it's fun experience that I think the community will enjoy.
Yeah, I know you've got some football camps coming up this summer. Now, do you encourage your players to come out and support you and go to the show?
Well, not go to the show, but they can be in it. You
know? Oh, be in it.
They don't have to see Coach be, you know, foolish that much. But, yeah, I always tell them all to come and see. But, you know, it's something I want everyone to come see. It's going to be an amazing show. Like I said, I'll have the emotions, like Shay was saying, from being up and down, from, you know, someone looking for love and a guy that's trying to just make a quick buck in out of a town and him realizing that the true meaning is not making that dollar, it's actually finding that love is kind of what I've gotten from the story. So it's, you know, it's that whole, I'm here to do this here, which a little bit kind of reminds me of, you know, my wife, me and Aaron. When we got here, my whole thing was I got moved in for Family Video. I got to start the store. I'm making money. I'm leaving. And then all of a sudden she walked in the door and it's like, oh, well, my plans just changed and I'm here and I'm in love and now we have, you know, 3 kids. So it's like I kind of see that coming from this musical, so that's why I love it. It's amazing.
Sounds like the biggest challenge will be getting all the words out of the song Shapoopy, though, right?
Yes, it's a lot and it's fast and it's I've been working on it, so I think I'm about probably 75% there. I know the other day Aaron was laughing because as I'm singing the words, like, I got the words down and I'm like, wait, I forgot to do the chorus part of like the do re mi fa sol la because it's not normal because you have to skip and come back down. It's like, wait, I missed that part. Oops, I gotta relearn this whole portion of that song, but it's fun.
You'll get it down, I'm sure.
I will.
And Liam Starks as well. Liam, are you telling your friends? What do you tell them about why they should come to the Music Man?
Well, because school's like 12 minutes away, that means like everybody's like so far away. So it's like my only chance is like the last 2 weeks, which not really. Because like during summer, it's like, not a lot of people are, like, not a lot of my classmates are, like, in the area. They're, like, way far away.
Sure.
So, like, it's, like, well, my only chance is at school, and now that school's over.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, if you see them on the street, tell them they should come to the Music Man then. So it's going to be a fun experience for you. Are you looking forward to maybe being in some other plays and productions as you get older?
Oh, yes.
And this sounds like it's going to be a memorable summer for you, though, as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Being a part of it with your family, that must be just awesome for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on stage. And Shay, certainly, I'm sure you're out recruiting people to come in and see the show, too.
Oh, yeah. My poor students. They've only heard about this musical a million times. But I think very much like what Colleen said, this musical is just happy. And I think it's something that everyone needs right now. It's a great, fun story. And there's something for everyone. There's acting, there's singing, there's big dance numbers. There's little quiet moments on the stage. It's just full of everything that you want in a show. And like, it's like a movie. I think so many people are afraid to go to theater because they think of it as this like big fancy thing, like people going to the theater. But it's like going to a movie, but you know everybody in the movie. So I think there's just that like awesome feeling that it's like, I know those people, but I'm also very much like being entertained, and you can escape from your job and whatever is happening out in the real world and see something that might be happening in Richland Center, Wisconsin. But it's not really. And so it's just this kind of like you get to live in this little twilight zone of just fun.
Yeah, definitely will be. It was one of the last great musicals, wasn't it, as you look back on when it came out, Andrew?
Well, it was one of the last Broadway musicals that you really think of in the old style. Yeah. I think there have been a lot since then, but then they're like Jesus Christ Superstar and Rent and things like that, so that they changed kind of and became more modern and with more conflicts.
So thanks for coming by today.
Well, thank you.
Director Andrew Sharp, along with Colleen Pobelmacher, Michael Starks, Liam Starks, and Shay Schmidt, and Assistant Director Glenn Dunn, who was he was the wallflower today in the corner. So we'll make him talk the next time. The Morning Show from WRCO.